One of the bills is aimed at veterans, a group with a higher unemployment rate than the statewide average. Governor Scott Walker supports a bill that would make it easier for vets to apply their military training toward licenses, like commercial driver's licenses.
You know, we have got some of the largest motor carriers in the world right here in Wisconsin. We need to plug them into that, into job opportunities like that.
The other bill is geared toward the currently unemployed who may not have the skills for jobs that need filling. The governor wants to let them collect unemployment while completing on-the-job training.
So the idea being is if there's a transition period where if they don't have the skill sets, they can get them and their benefits don't immediately go off, it gives the opportunity for both the potential worker and the employer to make that connection, get them the skills, and then get them onto a private paycheck.
That would start as a pilot project designed to serve 500 people. The governor is also creating what he calls a special cabinet on creating jobs. The council will be made up of cabinet secretaries, small business owners, and education officials. Its task is to get more graduates with degrees and to complete them quickly. The executive order comes at a time when the state's technical colleges and universities have taken big budget cuts. The new measures are part of the governor's pledge to create 250,000 private jobs in his first term. In his first year, 16,000 jobs were created, but the governor says he's confident the overall goal will be met. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.